A U.S. court has convicted a Pakistani woman of attempted murder and assault for allegedly shooting at her U.S. interrogators in Afghanistan in 2008.
A U.S.-trained Pakistani neuroscientist, Afia Sadiqi, was found guilty in a New York court of shooting at her U.S. interrogators in Afghanistan. Sadiqi was detained by Afghan police, who said she was carrying containers of chemicals to launch mass casualty attacks. She was not charged in connection with those materials, and the charges she was convicted of do not mention terrorism. Instead, the case centered on an incident the next day when U.S. soldiers and FBI agents wanted to question her. Sadiqi allegedly grabbed a U.S. warrant officer's rifle and fired at FBI and military agents while she was in U.S. custody in Afghanistan's Ghazni province. Ironically, none of the U.S. agents or personnel were injured, but Sadiqi herself was shot. Sadiqi's defense has rejected the government's version of the events, saying there was no forensic evidence to support it.
The defense remains confident, notwithstanding that Dr. Sadiqi, the evidence doesn't support that Dr. Sadiqi fired a weapon in that room.
Another one of Sadiqi's lawyers says the jury came to the wrong conclusion.
I disagree with the jury's verdict. In my opinion, it is wrong. There was no forensic evidence, and the witness testimony was divergent, to say the least. This is not a just and right verdict.
And human rights groups and previous lawyers for Sadiqi have said she may have been secretly held at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Now, her family members in Pakistan say they believe Sadiqi was sexually abused and tortured at Bagram. Sadiqi's family says she is innocent. They say they're proud of her and denounce the American justice system.
America's justice system? The establishment? The war on terror? The fraud of the war on terror? All of those things have shown their all ugly faces.
Well, to discuss the ruling on Afia Sadiqi's case, we're joined by Adil Sabir, Press TV's correspondent from Islamabad. Adil, first of all, there are reports of possible protests in Pakistan against the verdict. What can you tell us about that?
Well, of course, this particular verdict will not go down well in Pakistan. And, of course, the family of Dr. Afia Sadiqi has been vehemently protesting her innocence. And, of course, just for a little bit of background, Dr. Afia Sadiqi disappeared mysteriously in July 2003, along with her three children from the port city of Karachi's airport. And on Wednesday, a 12-member jury passed down a unanimous verdict on seven counts, including attempted murder, which could mean she could face up to 20 years in prison. Her trial did begin back on January the 19th, and her defense counsel has been saying that there is a lack of evidence, any kind of evidence, supporting the fact that Dr. Afia Sadiqi may have even attempted to injure or harm any U.S. Officials whilst in custody in Afghanistan. But of course, the Prime Minister in a recent meeting with the U.S. congressional delegation said that growing anti-U.S. sentiment could be tempered if they just simply let go of Dr. Afia Sadiqi. But of course, there's not been any official word from the Pakistani government. The Foreign Office is holding a press briefing at 2 p.m. and no doubt this particular issue of Dr. Afia Sadiqi's sentence will obviously come up for discussion.
Well, Adil, any official reaction from Islamabad to the U.S. court ruling?
Not as such. There has been the Pakistani embassy in the United States has said that it is completely dismayed by this and that they will take up the issue with the American High Command. But nothing official is said from the government. There will be a press conference by the Foreign Office held later today, and presumably this particular issue will be brought up. But we are expecting to hear some kind of demonstrations, particularly held by the religious parties and right-wing parties here in Pakistan.
Many thanks, Adil. That's Adil Sabir, Press TV's correspondent in Islamabad.